Good morning. Anybody out there to say?
KR4PEC. This is KD4JPV.
Or GEG Golf Echo Golf. Was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch the call sign. Integrated into my computer desk, and I just sat down to start the day.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, being able to at least monitor while you're working throughout the day. I'm a community paramedic, so I'm on the radio all day to get to and from patients' homes, but planning on putting a little something up there at the office, because a good friend of mine and I both work there. He's an extra, and I'm a general. We're planning on putting a little something there at the office to play with on some downtime.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I hook it up to my computer and play around with it here and there to do things. I don't know. Playing with Raspberry Pis with it now.
Appreciate all the tech around ham radio that I'm finding, but I also really love how you can get kind of simple with it. Take a radio and antenna out in the woods and just communicate.
At the most basic form, for the longest time, it was just this weekend I ran wires through my attic and stuff for a while, but I had a wire just hanging out the window, draped across my loft and everything. It was very annoying to my wife. Couldn't close the bedroom door, so on and so forth.
We just got 80-90% of our move done this past weekend. Got a couple more tidbits to pick up from the old house, but part of this move, we decided that there was going to be a little room off the side of a big room. It's going to be the radio shack, so I'll have a little window to run wires out of and all that, so that we're not interrupting the rest of our life at the new house.
Very nice. That's awesome.
How's you located? We just moved towards Malden area of Greenville ourselves.
Riverside area.
Yeah. You you said you're on a base station this morning. You 25 watts, 50 watts, J-pole antenna. What kind of setup are you working with this morning?
I'm running 50 watts right now. I think that's what it's set at. And just a standard, it's just a fiberglass antenna. Nothing real fancy. I'm fairly new, so I haven't gotten my HF antenna yet, so I haven't started playing with HF yet.
I got my, I went and tested both tech and general at the same time. I was lucky enough to pass both, and then tried taking the extra, and I knew a couple of words like radio and Z and watt. Yeah, I've yet to play much HF. I've dabbled with it, and I've tried setting up some POTA, but I think my coax is bad because I couldn't hear or speak to anybody. I tested out a different piece of coax down off the mountain and could hear folks. So I'm going to have to give that another shot a different day.
You got a separate input for, you know, HF and VHF antennas, and the antenna and I need to build me an HF antenna, and you know I've got the whole HOA thing to deal with and all that mess, so I've got to be stealthy with it.
I'm still figuring it out, but I've been pretty impressed with this little 17-foot whip from China I got from Temu. My wife once ordered, well, soon to be wife ordered a couple of things on Temu. They got a bunch of credit that she needed to spend in a day or two. So she ordered one of those $40, $50 whip antennas from China. And it receives well. Still haven't, can't confirm how well it transmits. But the nice thing is, chicken for like an age away, I can see putting the spike in the ground and then just unscrewing the red piece that takes the antenna back out in the yard and putting up your whip when you want to play.
See, right now I've got little tripods, and I've got my antenna mounted on a tripod, and it's sitting on my the top, the roof of my porch on the back, so it doesn't rise up above the line of my house, but it's at least elevated at least to the height of my porch in the back of my house.
Since one of the things I'm learning very quickly is there's quite an ingenious bunch of ham operators that comes to the territory, I think.
I've noticed, you know, the ham operators out there, they're all pretty smart cookies.
Definitely, it's a different kind of smart. I'm learning also, I appreciate all the different backgrounds that come into it. You got the engineer types that are electrical engineers and know all that side, then you got the folks like me that barely know enough to get by, but then on the creative side of designing antennas and getting creative with solutions, that's where I fall into place. I need somebody to tell me exactly how long an antenna needs to be or why we do what we do, but past that, I love the creative aspect, what little there can be in a very technological career or playtime, pastime.
And everybody seems open and willing to work together and share the knowledge, so that makes it even better. It's just a great and vibrant community.
Sure. You a member with the club attached to this repeater?
At the meeting last month, so yes.
Nice. I'm part of the Anderson Radio Club, and then I'm looking at joining the other ones here local in the area to be more official as I chit-chat on the different repeaters, so I check in on the nets when I can, when I'm up and at them at the hours for it, and just trying to get my feet wet, figure it all out.
Yeah, it's, I try to check in on the nets, too, and when there's not children to put to bed or something like that happening at the same time, but it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy it.
I learned some good tips and tricks being part of the net, hearing how radios can change from day to day, being in the same location, and then just troubleshooting on the fly when something's awry on the net or somebody brings a question to the group during the ratchet portion. I've thoroughly enjoyed that.
KR4 GEG, just to keep the man off my back. Yeah, I've learned a lot from listening to the nets and just listening to everybody talk and everything, and how everybody interacts and everything. I did a lot of listening before I started talking, that's for sure.
Having those Elmers definitely helps. Watching my buddy CAN4UPY do FT8, I would have never passed that portion of my general license on the digital modes had I not actually seen them at work on the screen and understood them. There's no amount of video lessons or reading in a book would have made them click, so just getting to watch it happen a couple times, I passed that portion without any issue, fortunately, so having those folks ahead of us really helped. KD4JPB.
I took my, I guess, a month and a half ago, I took my technician, then I studied some more, and I took my general at Shelby Hamfest, and then this weekend, I took my extra, and I passed that on Saturday, so I'm waiting on my extra should go into the database hopefully today.
Hey, congratulations. Speaking of how the net changes and the transmission changes, you were all static for the first portion, so don't know if you were speaking before you mentioned getting your tech and then your general, but congratulations on getting that extra this past weekend. I've yet to sit for that test. I've got a wedding in now 29 days, and having just moved, the study time has not been there, but my fiance is going to take the next 20-ish days to study and hopefully go get her general before we go on a honeymoon. We're going to activate POTA and try and do two folks at once out there in Arizona where we're going to be honeymooning.
Be awesome. I keep trying to get my wife to at least get her technician, but she doesn't have any interest in it at all.
It was an eye-opener for a lot of folks, I think, and being that she's in public service too, she's a medic like I am, we experienced it firsthand with 15 days no power and saw that our friends up in West North Carolina were without any kind of communication device, so, and she's terribly book smart, so she could probably spend the next 20 days putting her mind to it. She'd be able to get the extra in one sitting, but we'll see. We'll see.
What did you say your name was again?
Name is Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R. My initials are the same as the suffix on my call sign. I was that guy and went and got my vanity call sign right after I got my my general.
Waiting on a vanity call sign to come back online, too.
That was the whole reason why I didn't play HF for the first month or so of having my license, was I was waiting on the call sign to come back because I didn't want to start logging stuff under one call sign and then switch it up. So I waited for a month to get my call sign squared away, and then I started.
I understand. I've been wondering about the same thing. How, because, you know, all these websites and stuff that I've signed up for and stuff, I'm going to have to change my call sign when I change that and everything. So, yeah, how that's going to go.
I understand it's doable. There's some guys I'm aware of in the club I'm in who had a 2x3 or a whatever call sign, and they switched to a 1x2 now, and they did all the switch, and I'm sure it's doable, and there's a means to do it that makes sense, but I just figured my buddy is in CAN4UPY, he's held on to the same call sign the whole time, and, you know, I'm probably going to change my mind in 5 years and want a 1x2, but right now I'm happy with a 2x3. It makes no difference to me.
I'm trying for a 1x2, but I think all the 1x2s that I want are taken currently, and I see about a 2x2 or 2x3. Those were some of the options that I put in the thing, so we'll see what happens.
It's a vanity thing, right? I wanted to do my initials, and then didn't think about it with my fiance getting hers, and worked out well that when we looked up her suffix, her initials as a suffix, the same prefix is the same. She'll be hopefully KD4OGS to go with my KD4JPV, and then it'll be easy for us to check in and out on nets and communicate on this POTA thing that we're planning on doing. So
let me go make sure my son is up and ready to make the bus.
Well, I'm probably going to hop off of here. I got to make a quick phone call before I get to my destination, so 73, you have a good morning. This is KD4JPB. Clear on your final.
Okay, 73. Thanks for the conversation. You have a good day, too. Clear. KR4GEG. Clear.